Okay, Ollie, how do you sum that game up?
No points, first of all. It's probably the long and the short about it. Some great passes out of it. They scored three goals against Cork. We didn't get a sniff against them for years. I think Ryan Curran scored down in Cork when we were 3-0 down about 4 years ago. It was the only goal we scored in the last 5 or 6 years against them. To score three and still lose is probably cruel, but we couldn't defend properly and we paid the price.
Yeah, the first two goals that Cork got both came from situations where Harps could have defended much, much better.
Well, we didn't defend anything. Throw-ins, corner kicks, three kicks. We didn't defend any of them. I put it that way to you. We scored three great goals from open play. We couldn't score from open play in the first five games of the season, if you like. We scored 3-9 from open play and basically got undone from set piece after set piece. And, you know, at one stage at 4-2 down, Carol Shepherd, I think, had two great chances to make a 5-2, and then it could be open season. To be fair to our lads, we rallied. And Rath got a goal back that gave maybe a tenth or 10 minutes. But Cork defended better than we did, to their credit. And to be fair to Gareth Morrissey's two strikes, they're worthy to win any game.
Yeah, they were good goals, and John Caulfield even suggested that the first goal from Gareth Morrissey, which was Cork's second goal, that was a big, big moment in the game because it levelled things at half.
Yeah, it did, John. Probably we probably shaded it in the first half, you know, to put it that way to you. We certainly didn't shade it in the second half. We got totally pinned back for the first 20 minutes of the second half. But yeah, for all the good play we played in the first half, we didn't go in with any advantage. But, you know, how he flicked it over Harry and then hit it with his right foot in the top corner. The second one was equally as good a strike, to be fair to him. And look, at least we're beaten by a few wonder goals, but it doesn't really make it any better, you know.
Yeah, and as you say, plenty of positives, Ollie. Okay, no points or no on the board from that tonight, but some very good individual performances.
Look, there was, yeah, there were, to put it that way to you, Dermot, but we'd much prefer to play it brutal in a brutal game. And well, the supporters might be happy and pick up something, be it a point or more. We didn't. We played very well. We're quite open at times, and we went for it to try and win the game. But to be fair to Cork, it was through set pieces. And I mean, you know, there was a throw-in that Garage got his first goal from. There was a corner kick, I think, for Cork's first goal that Conor McCarthy got, and Graham Cummins scores from a corner at the other end, you know. And if you don't defend them, you don't deserve anything out of the game.
Well, at least there's a wee bit of a break until your next game, but it's another big, big game, Ollie, against UCD.
They're all big games, you know, Jim, but I'm not quite sure. People feel that, you know, it's between us and UCD. I'm not quite sure UCD will be down there. They're a damn good side. You know, we know that from last year in the first division. They bet us twice here in Ballybofey, and not too many teams, I don't think any team bet us twice in Ballybofey in the first division. Cove bet us once. I don't really think we got turned over by anyone else now that I remember it. They bet us twice. And deservedly did, and I think they might surprise a few teams, and may not be down where people expect them to be.
You'll go see the game on the showgrounds tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll miss Southern Power. We'll have a look at UCD and come here. It'll pass the time more than anything else, Jim.
Yeah. Well, listen, since we were last speaking to you, Gareth Harkin's injury, I think
Gareth is out long term. He has damaged both his calf and his Achilles tendon. He's going to see the surgeon and choose it to find out whether he needs surgery or what type of surgery he needs, if any. But it's certainly a long road ahead of him. But look, he's in good nick, and you know he's very disappointed there. I mean, I've made it quite clear as regards, you know, the schedule of the games. I think the biggest, it wasn't that we lost a point in Tallaght, by no means that, it's that we lost our captain in Gareth. And that was as the fact that he played, you know, the four games and whatever it was. What was it? 12 days? 11 days? I don't know what days. 12 days, I think it was. And that's basically, medically, you can't do that. And he's paid a price, and so have we.